Exercise 10, page 37. Today, our guest is Timothy Down, whose biography of the architect Frank Lloyd Wright, the American architect, has just come out. Tell me, Timothy, what first attracted you to Wright?
My experience began early, at the age of just 10. My parents were both architects and often used to take me to see what they felt were significant buildings around the country. I was a kid, so for me it was hard to understand what they saw when they oohed and aahed about some towering block of concrete. But one day they took me to see Fallingwater, the house Frank Lloyd Wright built in Pennsylvania, and suddenly I was in love.
What was it specifically about the house that had such a strong impression on you?
It was, I think, the success of his attempt to make a structure that fitted in with the nature it was built on. It stands in among trees and at the top of a small but beautiful waterfall, and somehow the balconies that hang over the flowing water seem as natural as the rock they sit upon, almost like they had grown there rather than having been put there. Most houses take from nature. Wright's small masterpiece blended into it. It was magical, and I was hooked.
Weren't you tempted to become an architect yourself?
Of course. And with such a family background, you can be sure there was a lot of pressure. I even started studying architecture at college. But I took a class in creative writing and fell in love with that, too. When I told my parents I was switching to a journalism major, they were none too happy, but they accepted it. On graduation, it suddenly hit me. I could combine my two loves and write about buildings. And I applied to every architecture magazine in the USA and beyond. One took a chance on me, and I've been writing for them ever since. When my mother heard that I was going to work for the magazine that had published the first article anyone had ever written on one of her buildings, I think she forgave me.
Coming back to Wright, some have called him the father of American architecture. What do you think of that title?
Well, he's certainly the father of one movement in American architecture, what's called the Prairie School. Overall, there are some other American architects that are his equal, in my opinion. But he began a reaction in American architecture against the copying of ancient Greek and Roman elements, which you saw everywhere up to then in the USA. He wanted America to develop its own vision, its own aesthetic. And in that respect, we can call him a pioneer. He drew upon the design elements he saw in Native American architecture, first of all, and many of his buildings have a long, flat, horizontal shape to them, which brings to mind the broad expanses of the American prairie, hence the name Prairie School.
I see, that's wonderfully apt.